Well, good morning. Welcome, everybody. My name is Jonathan Cole, normally known as John, or Jonathan. And it's my privilege to be able to speak to you today. I'm a member of the church here. And it's quite fitting for me to be here today because I'm in the transition period as I am coming to the end of my 35-year career in the Army as I'm moving beyond my service life into what we call our second career. So this is probably the last time that I will be wearing my military uniform on a Remembrance Sunday. And it's very fitting the uniform groups are here as well because my very first Remembrance Sundays were as a cub and as a scout myself. So I haven't quite worked out how many years that is of Remembrance Sundays I've been in uniform, but it's quite a few, I can assure you. I want to talk today about what Remembrance Sunday means to me as a soldier, but also as a Christian. I'm going to put up a few slides in a moment. Some of them have what to me are quite shocking images, but that's because it's about a shocking story. And to me, remembrance is about three things, really. There's the actual act of remembering in itself, so to remember the names of people who we may or may not know or knew. But secondly, it's to reflect on the awfulness of war, that it should never be entered into lightly, and that there are so many victims of war, not just of service people themselves, but often civilians, refugees, families, and those who survive war who live with wounds as well, whether they are physical or mental or emotional wounds. So it's about remembering, it's about reflecting, but then finally and thirdly, importantly to me, it's about being thankful. It's being thankful that we have our freedom, that through the sacrifice of others and their service, that we live with this sense of freedom and gratitude, that we may live lives that they would wish us to live, that we can live with joy and excitement and look forward to better times. So I've got four slides. If I could ask for the first one to be put up, please. And this kind of reflects my generation, my service, the types of conflicts that I've been involved in my time. And you know, it's very shocking to see the caskets or the coffins of British soldiers being put onto the back of an aircraft and flown back to the United Kingdom. And I've stood at many what we call ramp ceremonies as each individual casket has gone onto an aircraft, and we've had a moment of silence and reflection as those dead soldiers have gone home to be with their families, where their families can mourn and be with them and bury them or cremate them and to reflect upon that. So it makes us think about the cost of war. And to me, when you join the armed forces, there is this concept of unlimited liability. You don't seek to die in service of your country, but you know that there is always a risk of that, that you have the liability that you may have to find that happens at some point. And to me, there are names in my head that I reflect on, of Brad Tinian, of Ed Whitehead, of Wayne Bland, names known to me, known to their families, probably not known to anybody here, but they are names known by some, and we will remember those names. The second slide, please, if you could put this up. This is a slide. Could I ask if anybody want to say what these images, the image on the left-hand side, I don't know if you can see, of people jumping off boats there. What does that represent? Anybody? Yeah, it's D-Day. It's the D-Day landings. And that's Sword Beach, where the 3rd Division landed in 1944. The 3rd United Kingdom Division today is based up the road in Bulford. And that division based up the road in Bulford in 1944 landed on Sword Beach. I don't know if anybody's seen Saving Private Ryan, probably one of my most favourite films. But it has a really shocking opening scene to it, showing the awfulness of the experience that those soldiers felt as they were going onto the beaches. And then, of course, on the right-hand side, there are lots of gravestones, and these are all over Northern Europe. And I've visited many of the Commonwealth War Grave Cemeteries, And often written on those stones are these words from John 15, which says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Now that was written by John with reference to Jesus Christ, of course, but it has huge similarities and is absolutely reflected in the sacrifice that soldiers have made and airmen and sailors and civilians have made in service of one's friends. Now, many of my parents' generation can probably relate to this time period. My own mother never met her father. He was shot down flying over Malta from his Hudson aircraft, and there will be other names known. So for me, Edward Elmer Robbins, my maternal grandfather, is a name known to me and known to others. And there will be families all represented here today with whom there are stories and names that people will remember. And I will read out some more names later, as Jean has already said. And those names are people of this parish whose names we will remember. And then there's one more slide, please, before my final. Thank you. Now, this represents a different time period. Now, what does the image here, any guesses? What does the image here, what period of time does this represent? What sort of war was this? Yeah, World War I, and this is the Battle of the Somme being represented here, one of the most awful experiences of warfare. And on the right-hand side, what's that image? What is that known as? Does anybody know? Yes, the young lady? Sorry? Yes, the trench is on the left. And what's the image on the right? It's quite hard to see. Yes? Yes, the unknown soldier. So there was so much carnage and so many bodies, they didn't even know who they all were. They couldn't remember the individual names of everybody. So an unknown body was brought to Westminster Abbey, and that's there before it was then put into the ground there, and it's there today, the tomb of the unknown soldier. This body of an unknown soldier who we will remember even if we don't know the name. Now, as a Christian, I must reflect further beyond these images as well. So the next slide, please, represents to me some differences and similarities. The picture on the left-hand side, a reflection of Jesus Christ at his point of conflict, and on the right-hand side, the tomb. So what's similar about this? Well, firstly, Jesus suffered an awful death, and it was an awful death and experience, and it was an act of sacrifice. And that sacrifice was for our freedom, so that in this world of sin, that we can be forgiven for our sin, whatever that might be, through the sacrifice of Jesus. So to me, those are the parallels.